Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to get real happy, happy because it is my birthday. It's a special happy birthday, RLN. And I have a very special guest calling in live all the way from the East Coast. Yes, it is my birthday. I am years old, but that's okay. It's only a number, right? Welcome my special guest, Nathan Norrington, to a special middle-of-the-week version of reality spirituality.
Well, thank you, God. I feel like it's my birthday, too.
Well, and why is that?
I don't know. It's a special day. It feels good today.
It does feel good today. It's, you know, all of my life, all of my 60 years, well, I don't remember in the beginning, but I do remember just thinking my birthday was so, so special. It's up there. In fact, even more special than Christmas and New Year's. My birthday was so huge to me, so quote unquote important. And I had high expectations for the day.
Yeah.
And I have to say that usually 99.9% of those were met because I made sure everybody was going to either take me out, go out to dinner, or something.
Okay. Yes, yes, yeah. I like that. All right.
And then, but today is a lot. Now these days, I'm not planning anything. I don't have high expectations. But I have to say that my heart was broken for a second today, just for a second.
Oh, do tell.
Well, as we know, our mutual family friend, I say soulmate, you know him as Brother Cartwright.
Yeah.
Brother Cartwright. And I just knew. I mean, he's taken me out to lunch for my birthday forever. I mean, as long as I've met him, he better take me out for my birthday.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of expectations, but I do have a couple.
Exactly. Come on now. And, yeah, and this is the crazy thing. So yesterday I was at the office, and we'll get into life lessons and all that, but yesterday I was at the office, and he called and he said, hey, you want to go out to lunch? This was yesterday, on November the 30th, which was not my
not
birthday.
Your birthday. Yes.
Get it? It was not my
yes.
birthday. And he said, you want to go out? And I said, yeah, of course. And then as soon as I said, yeah, of course, I'm thinking, wait a minute. Is this a substitute day for my birthday lunch? And then
what happened?
Exactly. And so he met me on the corner. Because we work downtown and just a short drive, this fabulous restaurant. And I got in the car crying. Crying and saying, is this my birthday lunch today? Is this going to be my birthday lunch today? And just as because he's just as honest as you, Nathan. Just as honest, he said, "No, this isn't your birthday lunch today." But I felt something. I knew something was amiss. Something smelled rotten in Denmark.
Yes. Okay. This is not my birthday lunch. Okay. So we had a
great birthday lunch. Great. And he said, "No, this is not your birthday lunch." So then today, he called in the morning. "Hi, happy birthday." I said, "Hey, happy birthday. Thank you for the birthday." Oh my God. And he sang me this birthday song. And after he sang it, I was crying. He was crying. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
And this is Sid Cartwright's birthday song to me.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. And it wasn't even the melody. It's just happy birthday. You're the one with the best teeth in the world, and your ears are so clean. Happy birthday to the woman with the best teeth in the world, and your ears are so clean. And that was the song. But
that's cute.
Yeah, but it was sung with so much love. But anyway, so then I said, "Well, what are we going?" He says, "Well, I'll see you for a second." He's because he thought I was at work. He says, "I'll see you for a second. Just say happy birthday." And I said, "We're not going out for." I knew we were going out on my birthday. I knew we were going out on my birthday. And then after I regrouped. And then after he made a few phone calls, so I'm driving downtown, and I'll meet him for lunch for like an hour lunch, and then that's my birthday lunch.
Oh, my God, so good.
Yeah, so I had a little broken heart for a second. I have to admit it.
Yeah. I love this story.
Can you relate to having your heart broken on any special day or any special occasion?
Yes. Yeah, I definitely can. I think, holidays or special occasions, like those special days are, anyway, for me, I feel like I'm always like, am I doing something today or I'm not doing something? Like you talked about having expectations. I definitely can relate. I didn't know what I was going to be doing for Thanksgiving this year. What am I doing for Thanksgiving? What do I know I'm doing? who am I going to be sending it with? Are we going to be eating turkey? That's tradition, right?
Oh, Nathan.
And then now I'm like,
please. No, because Nathan, you said something to me. I swear it stays in my head. Do you know what I'm going to say?
I do.
And so let me share with the audience this nobody's listening because this is private unless you choose to make it public.
All right.
Yeah, but so we can let the expletives fly if we want or not, doesn't matter. You said, and you were in high school. You were in high school. We were in the kitchen. And you said, I'll never forget it. You said, holidays are overrated. So then I'm thinking, am I throwing my birthday into that too? Because I was thinking that yesterday because of what. So you reminded me of that. And I'm thinking, because one of the things that I know from the universe is I can't have any preferences. Oh, I prefer my birthday to be special, but a holiday isn't special. Preferences, all preferences subtract, all preferences suck, all preferences set me up for a big, big disappointment.
and something to tag on to what I said and something you say to me that I always remember is, and we talked about this, but, celebrating every day. And sometimes we make jokes about, like, oh, today's Christmas, and tomorrow's Christmas, and whatever day we want is Christmas. And it kind of goes along with holidays being overrated because, like you said, why am I preferring my birthday over another day. Like I'm waiting to enjoy until it's a certain day, or waiting to be generous, or waiting to whatever the celebration is. The idea of waiting, and you said this the other day too, about if I'm not satisfied in this moment, like how do I expect to be satisfied in a future moment? Like that doesn't, what is that? It's all kind of wrapped in. Yeah, go ahead.
No, let me clarify to my audience what you said, because this is really, really, really important. You said celebrate Christmas any day, because Nathan, my only son, lives on the East Coast. I live on the West Coast, and whenever he comes into town, or whenever I go there, he comes into town a little bit, doesn't matter, more or whatever. But whenever we see each other, we just say sometime just out of the blue, well, today is Christmas, or today is Thanksgiving. And so I just wanted to clarify what you were saying, because, and thank you for reminding me of that. And you are absolutely right. Today, Nathan, I have to say, is the first day out of all these years of, now I think I'm going to cry. out of all these years of having this big expectation for my birthday, is today, it feels just like a regular day. Not in a bad way, but it just feels like a regular, it doesn't, because every birthday, feels like a birthday. And I remember not feeling like it's my birthday until I had candles. Oh, I have to have candles to blow out. Where are my candles? Go to the store and get And I always had to have candles. And today just feels so ordinarily special.
Wow, Mom. You said ordinarily special.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. It's like, I feel like, okay, it's special. Like, I'm not going to pretend like it's not my birthday today. You know, it's my birthday. Like, today is different. You know, let's be real.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, it's still Tuesday. And people are still doing what they're doing. Like, people do what they do. And
people?
So, me, I'm doing what I'm doing. Sorry. Can't speak for anybody else.
It's just me and you, because you know I'm not into people. I am not.
Right.
No, yeah. People can go to people. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not into people, but go, yes. Oh, Nathan.
Cool. So what else?
Well, and the reason why I want to say I'm not into people is because for me, not anybody else, just for me, focusing on people, it's just too much to do. Like I talk about overpacking. It's just too much to do. I have enough to focus on myself and stay present and stay not more present, but even stay conscious in every moment. And focusing on people takes me out of that. So that's what I mean when I say I don't want to focus on people.
I can get down with that. Because, I mean, at this point, even a couple minutes or a few seconds where I'm not really connected to what's going on with me or myself, you know, that's even too long. Yeah, you know what I mean. It's never really a good time. So I'm down with that. I'm down. I could be checked. You know, I just got checked, all right?
You know, me and I'm also a mommy, so mommy has to check her little chicken baby.
Yeah, your mommy
got to
check.
Little chickpea. You know, they're little bear cubs, you know, bear cubs, lion cubs, you know.
All right.
You know, what cat are you? You said you always like to, not always, but you used to like to say you're a panther, a tiger, a leopard, a cheetah. Which one was it, Nathan?
Yeah, it always changed a little. It didn't really matter. I like those. I like all of them. Cheetah, panther, you know, I like them all.
Okay, so my little cheetah.
Meaning I never really picked, you know, I never really picked one.
Yeah, just that cat energy, that sleek, fast, quiet, stealth kind of.
Yes.
Yeah, observing and crouching low, looking at everything. And
yeah.
You're curious. You come out, you know, you're curious, and you come out. Hey, what's up? And then zip, then where did he go? Poof.
Where'd the cat go? Someone let the cat out of the bag. Where'd the cat go?
So tell me, are you having any present day or challenges or interesting lessons? Pray share.
Oh, you'd like to hear something like that?
Please.
Yeah, present day, you know, well, I think with holidays for me, it including your birthday, there is a sense of, well, what is happening today? Or rather, what should happen today? Like, what should I do? That's part of my thought process for today. And then I'm thinking about, you know, I'm really, really trying to pay attention to how I feel because, you know, I want to be in tune and do things out of inspiration and do things from a clear intention, not from a obligation.
Mm.
And so I'm kind of going through that today too. And I could see myself like taking responsibility for almost your birthday. And, you know, like, well, what can I do? What should I do for a birthday? Like, how can I make this day special for her? And I realized over the years and past birthdays and then birthdays that I've had too. Mm. You know, I don't know if I can make this day special for you. I don't know if I can. I mean, I can give you my presents or any gifts, but that doesn't really. You know, I still have to feel connected doing it. I guess that's where I'm getting at. And if I'm coming from a place of like, oh, I'm doing this out of this, or I feel weird doing this, or something's not right, then. Yeah, then it's kind of like I might as well not give it at all because it doesn't really feel like a intentful gift.
Mm.
So I kind of felt good just like checking in with you and I thought today, and I really did feel today, I was like I was looking forward to today for me, like just sharing in your birthday celebration. Like I know if this day feels special for me, that's almost the best gift I can give her.
Not almost.
Yeah.
Let me share, audience. Now, Nathan is my son, my only son. And our relationship the way I feel it out is, I don't, you said it about, you talked about obligation, and honestly, as a mother, I do not ever, ever, ever want you to feel obligated to do anything for me unless you, like you said, want to. But you also said, because there are so many different important points, you also said giving out of obligation. What the hell is that about?
Yeah.
And then you said... Then you said, making my day special. Well, you're absolutely right. You cannot make my birthday special. What you can do is add to a memory for my birthday. And listen, happy birthday, Mom, and a text. I'm good. Or even just HB. HB, Mom.
HB, smiley face.
Yeah, HB smiley emoto. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe a thumbs up and who cares?
It's so interesting, right? I think holidays are like pretty good. I don't know. They're good check-ins for me because they happen all the time. And I'm thinking about your birthday and then my birthday and then Christmas and then this day and New Year's. And I will say this as far as like overrated, I do feel like they're good days for an excuse to celebrate. You know, because sometimes I'll go through days and days and not really feel like I'm, like, making the most out of the day. Meaning just being very in it to the day, finding things to celebrate. And when a holiday rolls around, it's like, oh, okay, I can celebrate just for being today. And that can be any way I want. Sometimes celebration means not really doing anything. Sometimes it means going out to lunch, you know, whatever that is.
Okay, now you brought up a word, celebrate, Thanksgiving and all that. And I want to get back to that because I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and I hardly ever talked to her on the phone. But for whatever reason, the universe inspired me to chat. And she was talking about not worrying as much as she used to. She's been listening to the show and not worrying as much as she used to, Elaine. And I told her, have you celebrated that? Aren't you celebrating not worrying as much as you used to? And you said it. It is about celebrating everything. And then you said, but give you an excuse. So I'm feeling, and I have a question for you. Do you feel, or do you feel compelled, or feel, or is it your nature, or do you feel more comfortable, whatever you want to say, more at ease when you plan a day or a celebration or a holiday, when you plan? Or do you feel more at ease, okay, or just say, okay, just go this whole day, Nathan, you're going to wing it. What gives you more anxiety, planning or just jumping in the pool, winging it?
Oh, man, you know, I feel like I'm going to, I have to get specific for my mind because sometimes, it may be a little bit of both. I mean, I don't want to plan out my whole day, but I do know that I knew that that long Thanksgiving weekend was coming up, and I did plan, even though I didn't plan exactly what to do, I was like, I'm definitely taking a break. I'm like planning to stay at home for this time and take a walk for this time. And although I didn't really have a schedule, I just kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do.
Planning me time.
Yeah, planning me time. But I definitely, I mean, overall, if I had to do like a yes or no kind of split screen, I would do, you know, not really planning anything. You know, I just like, I don't know what I'm doing today. I think because I'm used to the emails, I'm used to the classes, like the schedule stuff, and just doing all that, sometimes it does feel good to have an idea to kind of organize all of those things. Because if I don't organize them or write them down or give them a little plan, I feel like I am almost self-sabotaging myself by not giving myself a little structure.
Well, see, that's another good point because just like you said, okay, I plan to go to work. I plan to teach my classes. I have to say, even the radio show, do you know I schedule the radio show week by week? I don't even do it months in advance. I just do it week by week because I don't know how I'm going to feel the day before or the day of. But so I plan, work is planned, classes are planned, but everything else, I am not planning crap. That's just me.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Actually, what helps me now is I do, like you said, like I'll plan to do something and then know that I can cancel it or switch it.
Mm.
But instead of, because sometimes I'll wait till the last minute to decide if I want to do something when, like if I was, say going out to lunch with a friend, we're thinking, and I get asked to hang out on Saturday, I'll wait until like Friday to get back to them. It's like, oh, maybe tomorrow, maybe. And that does give me anxiety. But if I just give them a yes or no,
mm-hmm.
and I just say, yeah, let's plan to hang out Saturday, I know that, okay, we're planning to hang out, but I can always switch it last minute. Or if I tell them, no, I don't want to hang out Saturday, and then Friday rolls around and I do want to hang out, then I can always call them and be like, do you still want to hang out Saturday? So it's like deciding first, making that yes or no, and then letting it go. Just not even thinking about it. I want to hang around with maybes forever. Just like a different way.
I like that. I know that you've been used to talk about being this maybes and being in this world and turmoil of maybes.
yeah. No.
This is a saying that usually kids can't stand when parents say, we'll see.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I would have to throw in, I like what you said about waiting to Friday, but I wouldn't wait till Friday. I would say, I won't know until Saturday. I'll let you know how I feel on Saturday.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
You know, that's even closer. I was going to go this weekend, you know, I was taking a lot of time at home and letting myself not just stay in and not work. You know, I'm not teaching, so it felt good to not work. And then I thought, well, I'm going to take a class on Saturday. And I got all ready and I got to the door leaving my apartment and I was like, I had this rush of like, well, I don't have to go to class. I could stay right here. Like, I don't have to go. And I kind of stood there for 20 seconds, and my mind was very active. It felt super active. And I was just standing there, like, I don't have to go. I was like, well, I should go. And I just all this back and forth. And finally, I just said, I'm going to stop thinking and just start walking. You know, get out on the street and start walking. And if I want to turn around, I can turn around. Or if I want to keep going to class, I can keep going. But I'm not going to stand here thinking about it. I'm just going to move one way or the other. So that was cool.
That was really good. I really love that.
Yeah.
You're just being aware of the back and forth. And I don't know if I want to go. I don't want to stay. And then the indecisiveness, and then just, I'm just going to move. And then if you could, like you said, you could always turn around.
Yeah.
Or not.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay,
yeah,
so I have
good.
A question. What?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Please. Question.
So my question is, because this is something I had to learn how to do and let go of this obligation, is if I tell somebody, yes, I'm going to do it, or no, I'm not, or not going to do it. No, yes, I say yes, and then I say, oh, I changed my mind, and it's just so easy for me to say, nope, I don't feel like it now. It's so easy, and one of the reasons why it's easy for me is because I don't care. I literally do not care, or let me change that to, mm-hmm. I don't factor in what anybody is going to think about me.
Whew. That's hot. Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah. Hey, audience, it's really cool when your son says it's hot. But it is hot, isn't it?
Yeah, because I just think it's cool.
Yeah, why am I factoring in what somebody is going to think about me, what they're not going to think about, because quite frankly, they're going to think about me whatever I do, if I decide to go to lunch, if I don't go to lunch. If they want to judge me or think good things or think rotten things, they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, you know what? There's a Rihanna, I think it's Rihanna, but there's a song I was listening to like one on her older album, and she sings about like they're going to hate on you whether you're doing good or you're doing bad. It's like in a career sense.
Mm.
Same thing. There's a Britney Spears lyric where she says, you know, too big, then I'm too small, you know, too fat, then I'm too thin. And it's like their honor, you know, people are honor, and they think what they think, whether you're doing good or bad, or doing good deeds or bad deeds. And so then, okay, you know, and, then why am I, yeah.
Yeah, and this is the reason why there is focus. That's why I say I can't focus on people. If I focused on anybody else but myself and how my vibration is or how I'm feeling, I mean, do I feel settled or do I feel anxious? Do I feel calm? I mean, I feel calm with all of my, excuse me, audience, fucking decisions. I feel calm with my decisions because I'm tired of criticizing myself. Because quite frankly, let me get real. This is I'm not making any decisions. I might seem like it, it might look like it, but if I'm sitting here on my birthday talking to you, it's because it was planned. I mean, you called, you text, let's do a call. But if the universe didn't want us to do this call, trust me, it would not happen. Static, there'd be some internet problems. I mean, it wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like going with the flow. And really listening to what we're getting. You know, if I'm trying to log on to do my emails or something, I'm logging on and the internet's not working, then I can either just stop and it's like, okay, internet doesn't work right now. Then I could find something else to do. Or I keep like trying to log on anyway. And I've done both of them. You know what I mean. Like, well, the internet, I'll unplug it and plug it back in. I need to do my emails right now. But like you said, if the internet doesn't work, like, that's not really in my control. Now, how, like, what I do with it is, or if I'm, like, stressing on my computer, that's kind of, I think of that as I can control that.
That's right.
Yeah, but the internet, so then what am I, am I resisting or am I, you know, going with the flow? And like you said, if this is what's up today, this is what's up, and I'll go with the flow. And I did that on Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what did you do on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Hold on a second, audience. Can you believe this is my only son? It's 5 days after Thanksgiving, and this is the first time I ask him, what did you do on Thanksgiving? That's the kind of relationship we have. Cool, easy, free-flowing, no obligation. 5 days later, what did you do on Thanksgiving, Nathan?
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I taught in the morning, and I was thinking in the morning, I said this in class about in some ways it feels like a special day. In other ways, it just feels like another morning. And I just invited whoever was in class that if you want to feel like it's a special day for you, like, oh, Thanksgiving workout, then that's cool. And if you want to just, like, forget about Thanksgiving and just have a workout, you can do that too. For me, it felt like a little bit of both. So a little special, and then also like, oh, I'm just going to teach a class. I'm not going to do anything crazy. I'm just going to teach a class. Yeah, and then I chilled out. I taught, and then I drove my fat black ass back home and chilled out.
Well, so now we're coming up with a new theme, which is, do we say ordinarily special or specially ordinary? Ordinarily special.
Oh, ordinarily special. I like it. Was ordinarily special.
Ordinarily special.
And,
our theme.
Yeah, and different. And I also will say I had a range of feelings that day, and a range of thoughts and experiences, even on my own. And it, sometimes I felt really like, I am so free, I'm loving it and happy and excited. And other times I felt a little, you know, a little mellow, maybe a little down, little ups and downs, kind of like every other day. You know, like every other day. And that's one thing that also I think gets me a little thrown off is sometimes I expect holidays or special occasions to be all high vibration all day, every moment. And I don't, it's just not like that for me, no matter what I'm doing. And that feels good to know that.
And I think that now you're bringing up something that when I was your age, I had this affliction, and even your dad would say it. It's not Disneyland every day. You can't have Disneyland every week. And it is, life is not, I have to say, that life is filled with pockets of everything, of everything. And wanting something more than that, or wanting something better than that, or wanting to feel high all the time is not really, it's not, first of all, it's an illusion, it's not realistic, and it's not going to happen. And that's coming from a happiness specialist.
Well, when you, I think when you talk about happiness, but it's, it feels like.
Hold on a second.
All right. Yeah, take
it. Hold on. Hey, Trash Man, listen, I'm live on the radio. Can I give you a call back?
Okay, call me back.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah.
They call him Trash Man. Isn't that a fun name?
I know. I know you've been calling in that for years.
Yeah, Trash Man. So what were you saying? We're talking about being a day special, not special.
Yeah, you know, just the inner happiness. And I'm putting quotes around that word happiness, because I don't think it's the happy that I'm used to hearing growing up. It's like a different kind of happiness. Miss Happiness Specialist, you know, it's like underneath all of those emotions, there's still like a, I don't know, like a freedom. I guess I can call it whatever. For me, it feels like a settled down. Like I feel settled.
Yes. Settled, content, settled. I think we talked about this a long time ago when I don't know if it was you or me that used the analogy of the ocean. And
yeah,
in the middle
I was
of
just
the
thinking
Atlantic
about that.
Ocean, and the top of the ocean is wavy and rough, and then you get a little bit lower, and then it's a little bit less movement, and then you get all the way bottom of the ocean. The bottom of the ocean, it is calm.
Yeah, I want to throw in another analogy, which is recent, which I like a lot. It's the same thing. It's just now just using the sky and clouds as like thoughts and distractions and feelings and all that stuff. And sometimes it's really cloudy. But even if it's really cloudy, you can fly over the clouds. And it's like blue. It's all open. You just have to go above the clouds. And it's always open space, open air. So now I mean I like the land, I like the water one and the air one.
Ooh, wee. I like
that. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to copycat that air one. I like that.
Yeah.
Now I want to say something, share something, because you mentioned having a good day, great day, magical day, and I don't know if I talked to you about contrast. Did I tell you talk to you about contrast?
Oh, no, not recently, no.
Well, because I had a really great, as you would say, a great day. It was a magical day. It was a great day. The whole day was just, oh, my God, just the top banana, Disneyland, 4th of July, New Year's Day, all rolled up into one day, maybe about 3 weeks ago. And then I asked the universe, I think I was talking about this on the radio show, and I asked the universe, why the hell can I have these days every day? Did I talk to you about that?
No. What did they say?
Oh, good. Well, listen, as usual, they're assholes. And they said, well, if you couldn't have those day, that kind of day every day, because it wouldn't feel like that if you had one of those days every day. You need the contrast. You need the contrast to feel that way on that day. The problem that you have, Rebecca, is that you think that the contrast, you're judging it as there's something wrong or there's something bad or it's not as good as. You're putting a judgment on actually both days, and especially the contrast day. Oh, this isn't as good, or this isn't. And it's really about the experience out. But I need the contrast. And then I went even deeper. And I said, what about, you know, peace in the world and terrorists, you know, chopping off people's heads, that kind of shit? Because that didn't happen when I was younger. But a lot of other stuff happened. I mean, this world is all about crap like that that happens. And I said, what about that? And they said, if people would chop off people's heads every single day, it wouldn't be a big deal. But you need the contrast of peace to see, you know, in other words, to do something or to not fight against it, but to anyway, you need the contrast. I needed the contrast of this, of both. That's why everything you always say, Nathan, it's all good.
Oof, jeez, is this you? Hello? Where's Rebecca? I'm looking for 59, 58, Rebecca. Where the hell did she go? I need the contrast. What the?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. That is so cool, and I think that's pretty spot on. Yeah, I'm going to put that in my pocket because I want to keep that. And that just makes me appreciate, okay, so today, whatever today is, there's something special today. There is something special in this moment, no matter what it is. No matter what's happening or what I'm doing or even the feelings that are with me or the thoughts that are with me.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that contrast. All right.
And believe me, when I got that message, I did not like it, and I just kept crying and crying and crying.
Oh.
So then they explained it even more. They explained it even more. And by saying, so do you get up every morning and you feel thankful? And it's just human nature. You feel thankful and happy and grateful and just go out and, thank you, sun, for shining today. Thank you for shining today. No, I don't do that. And so that's why the contrast is necessary.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You said it was your birthday too.
Well, I'm watching a lot more documentaries, and some of them are on space and like our solar system and planets and stars and all that stuff. And they talk about how the sun was formed, how our planets were formed, and asteroids flying near us, and how there's been four or five times in our planet's history where there's been some kind of mass shakeup or destruction, like an asteroid has hit our planet and whatever life is on it either dies off or just, you know, dinosaurs or whatever. And there's been four of them, I think maybe four or five.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, not that I know the future, but just by, I think, the law of the universe, it could happen again at any time for any reason, for no reason, or for any reason. So every day is a gift. And I do feel like I'm going to be here for years and years and years and 20 years from now, but I really don't know. Just when I look on a grander scale, because this planet is so small compared to all the other things in our, that we know of, just really small and kind of fragile. Like it was one little planet in this huge space. So yeah, it's cool that we're still here and the sun works and planet sunshine. And thank you, sunshine. Thank you this, thank you that. That helps me appreciate.
Yeah, it's when I ask for people. Well, don't you have any goals? I don't have any goals. I have zero. My goal is to practice the truth, which is it's all an experience without judgment. That's all it is. This life is experience without judging. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is bad. And not only that, the past, are you kidding me? I was talking to Elaine yesterday. She talked, we went to high school together. Ooh, I don't want to hear, who cares? Listen, I know people like to reminisce and some people like to reminisce, but I'm really not interested in talking about yesterday or even last week or even a month ago or even a year ago. I can do it for a little bit. I can entertain for a second, but I'm not going to do that. And why am I talking about tomorrow unless I have to get on a plane? I have tickets to get. And even then, I don't know if I'm going to get on a plane. I could do exactly what you did, Nathan, have tickets to get on a plane. And if I'm not feeling it, even though I have my ticket, I am not going to get on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So you said it. We only have this day, this moment. That's it. And why am I even using my energy with anything other than just this present moment?
Hey. Now, you said, why are you using the energy? And then my latest thing is, because I'm trying to be more patient with myself, and I don't know why I think a lot sometimes. And I don't know why. I mean, I think I know why, but, you know, I'm trying to do this thing now where if I think a lot, like in the shower or in the morning or whatever, it's like, why don't I just be patient with myself? And instead of trying to I need to think less and I need to meditate more and I need to be nicer and I need to be more connected. It's like, I'm just noticing just how my mind, I don't even like calling it my mind anymore. I like calling it the mind, because it's really not my, I mean, it's the one I have close to me to observe, but just observe how the mind works and how the body works, and just work with it. I'm going to work with it rather than trying to always change it and trying to make it better and trying to make it grow faster. Because I don't know why I was given this body, and I don't know why I was given this mind to use and why it works the way it does. But I'm going to work with it.
Okay. So here we go.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I number one, you're absolutely right on, spot on, and that is the truth. And getting to a point where you're just observing what your mind is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why your mind is working is does. And I tell you why you think a lot in the or your mind is, because it's really not thinking. It's thinking is coming up with Einstein's theory of relativity. Thinking is coming up with a new concept and discovering the law of gravity. They had to think to figure out what that was. That's thinking, but what the mind does, and I like that you said the mind or mind, what the mind does is just recycle. There's nothing really new. Thought is, for me, thought is coming up with a new concept. So it's very rare to come with a thought, but it's recycling. And the reason why mind is recycling, and I'll be specific, the reason why your mind is doing what it's doing, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Because it's supposed to be doing that at this time.
Oh,
and guess,
yes.
And guess what? In another month, it's going to be doing something different, if it's still doing the same thing, it's supposed to be doing it. Whatever is happening, it's supposed to happen, and whatever's not happening is not supposed to happen. So it's just like you just let it just observe it. If it's happening, why? Because I used to, I gotta try to control my thoughts. Well, guess what? Guess what? I can't control my thoughts. That's like me trying to control a fucking tsunami. I can't control my thoughts. My thoughts are going to stay and stink and so many obscure bullshit and back and forth. And I can observe them, but I'm not going to try to stop them. I might even laugh at them from time to time.
No, I get down with that.
Yeah, other than that, they're supposed to be doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm down. Yeah, thoughts, sometimes I think of it like a little kid, and like a little kid going crazy, just like crazy energy, like running around, like screaming or like running in circles, and then the parents trying to like hold the kid's arms or trying to not let the kid move or stop laughing right now, be quiet. Observing from people on the subway, it doesn't seem to help much just as far as like changing the kid's behavior. It seems to create a little bit of drama with the kid and the parent. It's like, oh shit, what a mess. So I'll let the kid run around a little bit, and that's it. Or a dog, you know. I think about a dog or an animal too. Just letting the kid do what the kid wants.
Well, this is the reason why those thoughts start screaming and running. And your kid analogy is perfect. Throwing a tantrum is to get your attention. To get who you really are. You are the witness. You are not your thoughts, but you are the witness to your thoughts. And the thoughts are trying to get your attention, to have you pay attention to and focus on the thoughts. They want attention. Dying for attention.
Okay, you know what? All right, and then so now what do you think about that? I mean, do you think that when you say observe your thoughts, are you giving them, I mean, are you giving them attention, or what? How do you feel? Because I like that word, attention.
Well, I think I've said it before. Like they become a whisper to me. But sometimes they're pretty loud. Sometimes I got a megaphone in my head screaming, megaphone. But it's still about witnessing. Oh, now the thoughts have a megaphone. Oh, look at they've got a megaphone now. Now they're on stage screaming. Now they got a microphone. Yada yada yada. Wow. But But even just the witnessing without any energy to it, without, oh, God, what a horrible thought, and why are you thinking like that, and I shouldn't have think that, and why am I thinking that, and she sure is right. And then I stop myself and I say, oh, okay. That was really entertaining for a while. I guess the ego wanted me to feel entertained. Is that really entertaining to me? Because the ego wants entertainment. They want to have attention. They want attention, and then I entertain. Sometimes I entertain, and then sometimes I just don't. And that flows too. Just like sometimes it's summer, sometimes it's spring. Sometimes I give more attention to the ego, to the thoughts. Sometimes I don't. But it's really nothing.
Oh, that's some good, that's good stuff.
Nothing. And again, we've talked about it before, it's never serious. Never serious. Even these thoughts that are screaming, attention, look at me, pay attention to me. Oh, and this is what they really want. Feel like I do.
Oh, damn.
And just like, you know, you always say everything changes. How you are right now, the thoughts and all that kind of shit, all of that going on, it's not going to, you know, you've always said it, it's not going to be there forever. Whatever stage this is the thought stage, or this is the hearing the voice, I say voices, the voices stage. And just flow, and it's not serious, and who cares, and let go, and give up, stop struggling, and just like you said, holding on to a child where they're having a temper tantrum, that's like lighting a stick of dynamite.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good.
No.
Summer, spring, winter, fall, that's a good reminder about it changing.
Yeah.
Just change it. And then I also like what you said about sometimes you play it a little bit with the ego, and then sometimes you kind of step off and just watch. Because I'll tell you, you know, when the ego's got a mic, or when those thoughts have a microphone, sometimes I got to say something, you know. Sometimes I got to get in the game.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, all right, I'm done. I was in the game a little bit. That was fun. Now you could go over there. I'm going to go over here. Play the game a little bit.
See, this is the thing. Play the game, but don't criticize yourself. I can spout off in a second or say what I want, but I'm not going to sit up there and feel bad about what I said or what I did, because I know that it was all planned and that person needed to hear what I had to say, and I needed to say it just the way I needed to say it, with a chip on my shoulder, and it had to happen. But I'm not going to be down on me anymore. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over 59 now.
We out. I also sometimes I feel like I don't need to add on to what's already going on. You know, it's already enough. It feels like sometimes every day, and experiencing all these different experiences and growing and changing, like, it's enough.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people and the lesson, like, it really is enough. And to add on to that, like, with extra thoughts and extra whatever criticisms, and I guess you might call it drama, because I see that in myself. And it sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks. It's like, damn, I guess it's hard for me to admit that I'm, like, stirring up some drama.
But, well, go ahead and admit it.
Okay, well, no, I don't want to now.
Listen, go ahead, because you learned it correctly. Your mommy was addicted to drama for years. I used to get mad if the wind blew the wrong way.
Right.
So that's what I taught, and that's what you learned from me for decades. So, yes, I did pass on that addiction to drama. I handed you the baton, and I have to say you've been waving it proudly.
Excuse me? Waving it proudly. I have been waving it proudly, and I have to give myself props because I can make drama out of a mountain out of a molehill, baby.
Yes.
I can turn it up.
Out of a speck of sand. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I can make it into a. Let's turn it into a play. Mm-hmm. I can turn that little thing into a movie.
Except over here.
Right.
Because your drama comes off like a big fireball right at me, and then all of a sudden it just zip down zip.
Yeah, what happened, baby? You don't want to play drama with me?
No, no more.
You don't want to play with me anymore? Come on.
No, baby, because baby, I eat you up, baby. I eat you alive.
I'm not so sure, baby. I'm not so sure. Why don't you step into the ring with me a little bit? Let's have a couple hits.
Baby, you know I retired my boxing gloves long time ago, baby. You know I retired my boxing gloves long time ago.
Yeah, but we wouldn't want them to get too dusty now. Why don't you just pick them up and show me a couple things? Come on now, please.
Hey, baby, I think this is the most excited you've been on the whole call. Baby, I think, baby, you haven't too. Baby, you really want to fight.
Well, I just want to take a couple of hits, you know, just to feel it. Please.
Hey, baby, take a couple of hits, and I just surrender.
Boring. Thanks for nothing. It's all good. Never mind. I'll call back in a week and see if you're ready. I'll just keep calling.
Oh, my God. Oh, my cheeks hurt, Nathan. Oh, that's so funny. Baby wants to fight. Baby still wants to fight. It's been years that baby been wanting to fight his mommy.
Years and years.
I'll never forget, we were at the Nano Cafe, and Nathan told me, you're the one that taught me how to fight, and now you retired your gloves? It's not fair.
It's not fair. That's like a nightmare. But it's okay, because I can see, you know, I'm looking at your gloves on the wall. I can see my gloves hanging up next to yours for a little bit.
You get there. When you tired of swinging at nothing.
Swinging at myself. Yeah.
No, Nathan. Shadow boxing.
F that.
Hey.
Cool, Mom.
Well, thank you so much for a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday chat.
Yeah, thank you, Mom. Thanks for chatting with me, too.
And we have it all on tape, and it's all history. You want to keep it private or public, you let me know.
All right.
This was
all right.
Good...
It is a good one, and I'm cool either way. I think it would be a fun public chat if anyone wants to hear it.
Hey, if Nathan, if they're going to sit through it.
Yeah.
And we'll
still
have to
listening.
Say, we'll have to say the best part happened at the end when Mom and Son started boxing with each other.
Oh, that's a good, there we go. Now that's a good idea.
Yeah, you have to get to the end.
Get to the
when we started quote fighting.
All right. Yeah, save a little drama at the end. I could do a little publicity. All
little
right.
Tease, you know, little tease.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a great call. Thank you so much, Nathan, and thank you for your birthday, and thank you for just your honesty, as usual.
Thank you, Mom.
And I'm
you sound really cool. You sound like new level over there, by the way.
Yeah,
or feel,
I am.
Yeah, the vibrations are like, okay, settle into whatever phase this is, or whatever phase you're in, whatever moment you're in.
Mm-hmm. Well, come with me. Come with me.
I'm coming.
I'm paving the way. I'm a bulldozer.
Yes.
Now I'm gonna let it out with the reality spirituality theme song, which my son sang, produced all the instruments, all the vocals, all everything. It's reality spirituality theme song by Nathan Norrington.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh yeah.
It's a new experience.
It's a new experience. I like that part.
I like it.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
You
got a question for RLM?
Nathan.
That was good. That was fun.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of good points.
Good points and fun and funny and light. I had a really nice walk through the park, too. It was so cool. And it's raining over here. Is it
Ooh.
Raining over there or no?
Okay. Oh, Grandma called me this morning and sang happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Everyone's singing to you.
Yeah, Grandma called, and I didn't even talk to Elaine last night. Of course, she had other problems, but that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you feel my different vibe?
Yeah, you I do feel a different vibe. I mean, I feel a different vibe for myself, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you just seem, like, kind of settled into the ground.
Well, that's my birthday gift from you. Thank you, Nathan.
You're welcome, Mom.
And
I have a fun little gift that I'm going to send. I'll send to you later today. It's fun and cute.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun and light.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it all, Nathan.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to end it. You
cool.
got anything else?
Yeah, no. And I just want to talk to you about what you're doing, too, and party or all that stuff. I'll check in with you later.
Oh, what am I doing? A party?
Yeah, you get together, whatever's going on over there. I just want to get the update behind the scenes.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
I love you so much, Nathan.
I love you, too, Mom.
Okay,
right.
Bye.
Bye.